Moncrief on News Talk.
You'll be familiar with wedding gifts, of course, but now a new thing is breakup gifts, presents for people who may be suffering from a broken heart. Why? Could this catch on? News Talk's What Fresh Hell Is This correspondent Henry McKean has been out garnering opinions. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sean. So Etsy is saying they've seen a 60% increase in searches for divorce or breakup gifts in the last 3 months. So people, especially young people, they're really going for this stuff. They really want perhaps a candle that says something like on it, smells like his bitch ass isn't your problem anymore. Or maybe they...
Yeah, who'd want that candle?
Well, these motivational gifts are very, very popular. Or a jumper that says boys lie, or maybe a baseball hat that just says I'm single on it, or a cactus with a flag in the top that says what a prick, you don't need that. So these gifts are quite popular at the moment. And, you know, when I broke up over the years, I found it quite hard, sometimes devastating when you break up with someone. And for me, it wasn't about getting gifts. We didn't do gifts. It was about, I suppose, support and friendship from friends. Mm. Anyway, the department stores in Britain, anyway, they've really got behind this. Not so much here. Here are these two young people who work in a department store, Owen and Faye.
I let them know how I honestly feel about the relationship. I think the best thing you can do is just listen to them and just let them talk through it, because I know you can get so inside your own head about these kind of things.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you're not like putting your opinions of that person on them too much, I think.
Yeah.
But then also kind of celebrate with them, be like, you're free. And that's why I think it's good to do something funny, like get them a funny card or something, just be like, you're free, let's go celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just celebrate and just... kind of make a joke out of it, make light of it almost, just so that, because I know it can be a tough situation to deal with on your own, so then to celebrate that and have fun as well can be good.
So you would get them a card and, you know, almost a breakup card. Would you get them a gift? I mean, and the fact that, you know, so many people have wedding gifts, they perhaps would call into the store behind us to get something from that wedding gift list. A breakup gift list, I mean, it's... Does it surprise you that's now a thing?
I mean, it doesn't surprise me, but I've never heard of it, and I really love that idea.
I think with the state of the economy, I don't think I'd be affording anything major as a gift. I think a cute teddy to remember to mark the event by, and then some sweets and chocolate to get over
it's
it. I think that's
food. Maybe some brownies.
Exactly.
Brownies, so something small. You wouldn't buy them like a
I'm not going into Weir's or Tiffany or anything like that to give them a bracelet, a breakup bracelet, because more than likely they'll probably get back together as well at this age.
Well, that's the risk. And if somebody says that happened to me. I broke up with a girl and somebody said to me, I always hated her. And then we got back together.
Yeah.
So it can be awkward.
We were literally talking about this like 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
We've been burned before. You just have to keep your mouth shut until you're absolutely certain that it's still
enough. Yeah, and I think as long as you're honest about it and you're not too harsh, like the person will need to hear these things because they'll find them out for themselves at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, there you go. That's the huge huge danger. You give them a present saying your man's a prick or whatever, and then next thing you know they're back together again.
Well, there is that risk.
And then he's in the house going, who gave you this prick present? That was my best friend, Mary. Well, God, that could go horribly, horribly wrong.
Well, yeah, exactly. Just wait. And we do get to speak to an expert. Here is Jennifer Haskins from twoscompany.ie. She specializes in matchmaking, introductions and dating. And she joins us now from Spain.
These new rituals, you know, they offer positive support and reinforcement for people transitioning from an old relationship. You know, it's a wonderful shift from the negativity and stigma that has surrounded this in the past. The ending of a relationship, it's part of our evolutionary progression, maybe releasing old patterns, moving on to new experiences. You know, we're living longer now and we seek happiness and fulfillment in our lives. So if a relationship, you know, has run its course, then it's perfectly healthy for both people to move on, to seek new experiences and possibly new partners in the future. We need to even end the stigma and the terminology we use surrounding the ending of relationships. It's always been so negative, you know, the breakup of a relationship, a breakdown or relationship failure, always suggesting something being broken or failing. Failing at what? Yeah, relationships do test us. But it's not a pass or fail scenario. You know, if we change our perspectives and we focus on the positive aspects, that, you know, both parties are moving on to enjoy and experience new things with possible new partners. Well, that, you know, is going to be good and healthy for everybody involved. And, you know, if one of our children came to us and they were in a really unhappy relationship and they were suffering, you know, wouldn't we want to help them? Wouldn't we encourage them to, yeah, seek happiness, but also maybe get some counselling or seek help initially? And if that doesn't resolve the issues, well, then we would want to see them happy and moving on to a new and happy future. We create our future through our thoughts and actions. So let's create, co-create happiness for all.
Gosh, I wonder would that actually work? You know, that you go home from work and you go, I know we've been married for 5 years now, but I want to present you with a very positive development.
Well, it's how you sell
I'm moving
it.
Out. It's and over. I want a divorce.
And here is a motivational poster. But yeah, and it's you know, the young people, they're very different how they see things. 50% of them believe breakups should have their own rituals, and 40% believe being single should be celebrated. They want to celebrate.
But
the
is
breakup.
That necessary? Oh, so there should be a like, but like being single isn't, is that related to the breakup? That there should be a big party after the breakup?
Yeah, exactly. Well, not maybe not a party, but you mark it, you deal with it, yeah, and then you try
you
and
see,
move on.
Like, I know Jennifer's trying to, you know, says there's a stigma around it, but when a relationship breaks down, it's not pleasant. Mm-hmm. You know, people hurt. So shouldn't we acknowledge that rather than trying to spin everything into a positive?
Well, you're right. And the next guest, she does acknowledge that, you know, getting a divorce over the line, it's very, very tiring. And there can be, you know, a lot of heartache, and there can be huge relief when it's over. And here is Kira Elliott. She's the editor of One Fab Day. She's been involved in weddings for 20 years. And now they're kind of concentrating on second weddings, and they do a lot of content around that. And, you know, they're looking at, you know, the whole thing, including separations, divorce, breakups. Anyway, here is Kira.
Divorce, gift lists, really quite a useful thing, because actually the way wedding lists go is that, you know, mostly couples have already got their home together and they have all their stuff. But actually when people are breaking up and starting a new home separately, it makes complete sense that you actually need those big ticket items, which maybe you didn't really need first time around because you may have bought them already. So it is a sort of a moment where you're, you know, feathering your nest separately. And it means that you're kind of, you know, you've got that whole excitement ahead of you of doing up your house or doing up your home, and people can really help out with that. It is so important that it's a positive feeling around the separation, you know, that there's a sense that it's a celebration, it's a moving on, it's a new start, and it's a fresh start, and it's something to be marked, something to be enjoyed. Just in terms of sort of divorces, I think in the past, you know, there might have been a sense of like sadness, failure, something going wrong. And nowadays there are, does feel that there are so many choices for people. There's so many more choices for people. And particularly women, you know, deciding that life is too short and, you know, and for whatever reasons, it's time to move on. And, you know, having a party, having something that brings people together and that has a sense of occasion about it and celebration, I say it makes complete sense. I have been at a few celebrations like this, and there's, you know, it does feel very different. You know, it does feel sort of like it's kind of more about the one person for a start. It's more about that sort of singular touch. It's also practical. You know, it's kind of a signifier for people that this person is, you know, available, I suppose, as well. You know, it's a really nice thing to mark these occasions in life, because life just, you know, you never really know what's around the corner. So I think it's a really lovely thing.
This makes sense, says one texter. Divorce parties are definitely a thing now, so gifts would be next. Another texter says, people tend to be so bitter walking away from relationships, certainly initially. So I'm not sure anyone is in gift-giving and celebratory mood. Usually one person wants out of a relationship, but the other doesn't. So it's a bit of false of the party happy to be leaving to give the gift to the heartbroken party that they definitely don't want. Plus also, it strikes me that you know, you're friends with someone and maybe you went to their wedding and you got them a toaster. And then 5 years down the road, the marriage breaks up and then you have to get them another toaster.
Well, just ask for the toaster back. That's what I would do.
No, but, you know, she got it in the settlement or whatever.
And then people take sides.
And you're fleecing people left, right and centre.
Well, you can get a bottle of wine or a box of chocolates or you can just be there for them. Just pick up the phone or text them or go out for a drink. Here is a guy that did go through an emotional breakup. He goes by the name of Michael and Michal.
I gave me her, but she wanted my soul. Can
she
I say
your soul.
Romantically saying, kind of. I don't know. It's a relationship. I suppose it's hard to be a man these days, you see.
And what do you mean by that?
As in, what it means to be a man in a relationship and what choices we have and what's left for us and, you know, our opinion.
How long were you with her?
I can't remember now. We actually, like, I had some good times and bad. It was a rocky road, you know what I mean? But look at...
And did you marry or was it just a relationship?
No, we had the house and the car and all that. It's, you know, common law wife. They basically, by law of the land, it's common law. It's 50-50, you know. And now, don't get me wrong, we broke up and everything went 50-50. I'd be fair, but apart from the relationship, I don't like to put personal things out in laundry out there.
It
but
is
how
hard
can I
to
say?
Talk about it.
But, like, but I was talking to another few men there the other day, down in KCP, there, and three of us were talking about how the menopausal period in women's lives affects men.
And what was the outcome of the conversation?
Well, we were talking quite freely and openly about it and how much it does affect us, you know what I mean? Because, they go through a change in that time of their lives and they're a bit all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's important to realise that maybe people in that position who are working in important jobs, if they're going through that change, if they're not fully mentally... Like, they say this themselves now, so I'm not being... Is it anti-woman? Because I'm not. I love women. I'm a man.
Tell me this. Would you have liked to have received some sort of gift from friends when you did break up?
I suppose support would have been
nice.
Were
they supporting?
No, not really. I noticed that a lot. When you're going down, your friends seem to... what's the word? Sink ship. That seems to be quite a lot. I suppose, like he says, you get friends on the way and you meet more on the way. Is that the old sayings, you know what I mean?
So not everyone supported you?
No, it's a community. You know, this thing everybody's talking about diversity and, you know, we're all the same, we're all different. And so women are from, what is it, Venus and we're from Mars. And thank God for that as well, though. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, not really. All right, so you did meet an older couple, Henry, who perhaps has some perspective on all of this.
Absolutely, and they are experts too.
I'm John Morrow. I'm a former immunologist and now write about jazz.
I'm Anne Morrow, former immunologist as well, and now I'm very interested in mental health.
It's quite a nice idea. People are traumatised, upset, feeling guilty, shame, embarrassment, everything. So buy them a gift, yeah. Any breakup is hard.
I think the same. Any breakup's really hard. Depends when the gifts are bought, immediately afterwards. I think it's so shocking and so hurtful. You don't really want to see people even sometimes.
And you want to go away and hide.
Everybody's different.
Do we need to get rid of that kind of negative stigma around a breakup and perhaps celebrate a new start?
No, I'm not talking about negative stigmas around. I'm talking about personally. It's just too hard. It's like grieving. You need to go through the grief. It's definitely a grieving. It's not a celebration until later when you realise, oh, I'm sorry, Ben.
And it's true. I mean, people do grieve. It could be like a death of the family. A bad breakup can be tough.
Well, more than tough. I mean, it's not just the people involved. It's that there are two families that have joined and each person in the family has an effect on them. Not to mention the children, of course.
If there are children.
If there are children.
Yeah, I think it's worse than grieving after bereavement. A bereavement is a finality to it, an end. A breakup, if the other person is still around, it's not really, there's not that line drawn, so that delineation. So, yeah, all breakups are hard. All breaks are very difficult for all parties.
There you go, bit of wisdom there. An immunologist who writes about jazz. No wonder is he posh or not. Henry, thanks a million for coming in to us. Henry McKean there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.